when Attorney General Bill Schuette asked me to participate in a seminar on a problem we didn't even know we had. And we believed it happened elsewhere. Sheriff Michael Bouchard was involved with this. Again, it was a number of years ago. And now the state of Michigan ranks 8th in the country for human trafficking. In Oakland County, the problem is being tackled in an innovative, multi-pronged approach. And WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne takes a closer look at a problem that most people still think is happening somewhere else. Marie?
And it is not, Paul. For the first time in its history, Oakland County has a human trafficking division that is designed to prosecute anyone trying to prey on vulnerable women and children. Prosecutor Karen McDonald formed this division just weeks into her new job earlier this year. She says the days of considering prostitution a victimless crime are over. Trafficking is anything but victimless.
And traffickers are exploiting women or sometimes girls who are vulnerable, either because they've been kicked out of their home or there isn't really a parent there or there's already a substance abuse problem. And, you know, they know what they're doing. They know who to approach. They know who they can get to in a place where they can control them.
And McDonald's approach to trafficking is multifaceted. Trafficking, she says, those crimes are almost always tied to drug crimes.
The use of narcotics and addiction is what's used as a tool to keep these victims continuing to do sex work for pay.
And who are the victims of trafficking?
And these are mostly young women who do not have other resources. They might come from abusive homes, so they're suffering abuse in the human trafficking relationship that they're in, and there's just not a good way out for them.
McDonald says that earlier this year, a major trafficking case was discovered out of Madison Heights. She says the reason Oakland County is a hot spot for trafficking is the major freeways crisscross the lower portion of the county and act as an escape route for the perpetrators. Corey Haynes is the police chief in Madison Heights who says he has now established a special unit to investigate human trafficking crimes himself. Officers received advanced special training to not only apprehend the perpetrators, but also deal with these victims.
And what we found is the vast majority, at least the ones we have dealt with, are not there because they want to be, and they're not selling sexual services of any kind because they want to. They're doing it because they're in over their heads and they need help getting out, whether it's because they're coerced or threatened, or they're given drugs and now they're addicted.
And Paul, since the beginning of this year, McDonald's Human Trafficking Unit has investigated several human trafficking cases with multiple defendants and multiple charges being brought. The cases continue to make their way through the court system.
And, you know, Marie, I'll never forget it, and we talked about it on the air. Again, this was a number of years ago when Attorney General Bill Schuette was in office, and, of course, Sheriff Michael Bouchard still is, and I'm glad to see they're doing some more work there. But I remember when we started talking about human trafficking, we all did. You wrote this line about people think it's happening somewhere else. We all did believe it was happening somewhere else. We thought it was even in other countries. And then we found out it was possibly down the block from where we are. It was happening with, well, now, numbers that are just really horrifying when we consider that our great state of Michigan now ranks 8th in the country for human trafficking. It is a big problem that is kind of in the dark.
And these are very hard cases to investigate, Paul. That's what Karen McDonald talked about to me. And she said the reason is because this deep fear that the victims have, that they don't want to testify against the perpetrators. And these perpetrators are slick. They know how to identify and manipulate the victims. They know just who to reel in. And almost always, the victims are people who are on the fringes, who don't have anywhere else to go, don't have family, and therefore people don't really miss them. And then that's why they get involved into this.
It's not the first time. Slick people have sadly also been sleazy people.
Right.
And that's what we're dealing with here. And this is, I'm sure, what Ms. McDonald would suggest is a perfect time for us to use the expression, if you see something, say something. If you see something, say something and do something. At least approach the authorities with what you think may be a case of human trafficking. You've got nothing to lose, and you could be saving someone's life.
Oh, without question. She, in fact, said that very same thing. If people suspect something, they should report that and then allow these specially trained investigators. That's what's so different now is that Oakland County has this unit that is specially trained in this area, as does now Madison Heights. These are special officers, special prosecutors, special investigators that can go after this crime.
Well, it's excellent. And slowly but surely, but I'm glad you brought this up, and the prosecutor brought this up and is making other moves to try to fix a problem that, again, for years now, people just haven't thought about as being our problem, so to speak. It's somebody else's problem? Nope, it's our problem. It may very well be happening on your block or just a couple of blocks away. Human trafficking. And it's time to do as much as we possibly can to stop this and stop the perpetrators. Appreciate the story, Marie. Thanks. Marie Osborne, Senior News Analyst at WJR at 644.